Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Paul podcast for Monday the 21st of February 2011. How's your business going at the moment? Do you remember when you started in business, and did you ever go to meetings at the Chamber of Commerce and places like that where you discussed your idea with people and you asked things like, when would be a good time to start a business? Is now a good time? Well, I've been at both ends of that conversation, asking the questions about 14 years ago, and recently being on panels and listening to those questions. And the best time to start a business is when you have a passion for it. Because, to be honest, if you don't have a passion for what you do, you're not really going to be able to deliver a successful business, and that's why some businesses fail. Today, I'd like to share with you three conversations which I've had with people over the years about their business ideas. And first was the man who told me he was going to set up a credit card business. Wow! You don't get that every day. So I asked him to explain his idea to me. He said he was going to get some credit cards printed, he was going to distribute them to people, and they would be able to use them in shops. When they got around to paying their credit card bills, he would get the money. You're one step ahead of me, aren't you? I asked him, okay, so how do the shops get paid for the stuff that they've sold? He looked at me the way that Manuel looks at Basil Fawlty. And although he didn't quite say, ¿qué?, I knew that his brain had stalled. On another occasion, a lady came to me and said that she was going to set up a business making cushions and selling them at craft fairs because one of her friends had suggested that it would be a good idea. And in fact, it was her hobby already, and she had a number of cushions to show me. And they weren't exactly the sort of cushions that I might buy in John Lewis. But not wanting to offend her, I went through the exercise of costing the project. How much would the cushions cost to make? How much could they be sold for? And how would she find craft fairs and get to them? To cut a long story short, for every £4 cushion that she sold, she was going to make about 30 pence. But she had not taken into account the cost of getting to the actual craft fair, and as she didn't have a car, she was at the mercy of the bus service that runs on Saturdays and Sundays in her part of rural England. So those two examples of business ideas really never got off the ground, but this third one did. A couple of cabinet makers who had been employed at a large manufacturer decided that they were going to go into business on their own account, making very select, bespoke furniture, mainly for bedrooms, because they had a passion for making giant beds and for making great ornate wardrobes. And they were lucky that they had premises, they had a barn, and they did have quite a bit of equipment, because on the side they had always been in the habit of making bits of wooden furniture. And we're talking again about rural England, so they didn't really need a shop, they could operate from the barn. And they used to advertise in local magazines and by word of mouth. People would come to the barn, see what was on offer, large items of furniture, small items of furniture, and I learnt that the thing that they sell most of was small bedside cabinets. And this deeply pained the two owners who wanted to sell giant beds and ornate wardrobes. And I pointed out to them, if the small items sell, that's what they have to focus on. You need to focus on the statement. Don't ask what you need. Ask what the business needs. Try that with your own business for a moment. Think back to your last big dilemma. Don't ask what you need. Ask what the business needs. Here's an example from some of my own clients. I did an end-of-year review with two young ladies who run a consultancy from a small premises in a small provincial town. And one of the partners said to me, the business needs a new car. And when I asked her to explain how the partners would use this new car, she said, oh no, it's not for the partners, it's for me, so that I can get from home to the surgery. And that's why the business has to buy a new car. I can see you, you're almost laughing, aren't you? This lady lived about 2 miles from the surgery. All she needed was a bicycle. To be honest, she could have even walked it if she had to. And the business certainly didn't need to buy her a car, and certainly not at the expense of the other partner who was going to get nothing out of the deal. And we can all be guilty of this sort of thinking at times. My business has around about 5 PCs in the office, and I do have one MacBook Pro which we use for making corporate videos. And on one of my visits to the Apple Store, I was tempted by somebody who suggested I talk to one of their business team about converting my business to Mac. And I went for the meeting, and I listened to the proposition. And afterwards, I reminded myself of the idea. Don't ask what you need, ask what the business needs. And I decided that the business didn't need to triple its IT budget and go out and buy Apple Mac computers. So we have one Mac to make the videos, and I'm recording this podcast on a good old PC. And the next time you fancy getting something for your business, remind yourself of the statement. Don't ask what you need, ask what the business needs. And one of the things that your business needs is to come back again next Monday and listen to my next podcast. See you soon.